the very professorial and prolific writer on all things about the unrest in the Midwest, everything with Bo Schembechler, to Jim Mad Dog Nanich. We welcome to the show the great author John U. Bacon joins us here on the program.
Michigan is 1-2, and if there are any signs for recovery, I'm not seeing them right now. So it's going to be, I think, a very ugly fall/winter in Ann Arbor.
Are they having any kind of ban on even khaki slacks in the area? Are you allowed to wear
Hey, whoa, 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 whoa. There? That's half the economy up here, dude. We can't even joke about that.
We found this gentleman to be fascinating, Josh Booty, who, of course, many of you remember from his stint with the then Florida Marlins, now Miami Marlins, and, of course, went on to great fame as an LSU quarterback and was a big sports figure here in town for many, many years. Josh Booty joins us here on the show. All right, so you come off the field after just a particularly hideous, you realize as soon as you let it go, this is going to be one ugly pick. What's it like as you're crossing the sideline to see, and you could probably see that face almost sense it from a mile away as you come to a steamed Nick Saban. What is that experience like, Josh Booty?
I think I still got some of his spit hanging, from my face.
We welcome to the show the great Len Robbins to the program. Len, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
Fantastic.
Doing all right. Did they ever have pro wrestling at your Jewish center or temple? Pro wrestling. Did they ever stage any pro wrestling to raise funds?
Do you have any, family video of this congregation?
I think my rich Uncle Harry was really pretty much the financial support behind it. But they tried a lot of things to raise money, including they had top-notch pro wrestling. Wild Red Berry, the Kangaroos, Anthony Naraka. This was good stuff. This was solid Vince McMahon Sr. So, they tried a lot of things. All right, apparently that didn't happen at your place of worship.
That's very politically correct, right? To have, Chief J. Strongbow and George the Animal Steel.
Eating the turnbuckle like it was a piece of sponge cake in the back there, dipped in Manischewitz.
The time!
Wake up with Defo, joined by Luby. Welcome to The Defo Show.
Was the 4th of July. Saturdays at Gulfstream Park. Gonna be a lot of stakes races. Morning once again, everybody. Great to be with you here. A deal Volkswagen Degenerate Friday. Already getting in the holiday mood here. And next week will be a little bit of, as the coaches like to say in the NFL, well, we were coming off a short week there. But it's going to be a short week. We're going to be out here next Wednesday, and we will have the Turkey Day Parlay once again. Did we hit that all-animal parlay many years ago when we gave that out as part of the deal Volkswagen DeForest Files?
I think one year you did.
What do we have? We had Lions, Bears, and Seahawks or something like that.
Yes.
Or Rams. It was an all-animal parlay, and it worked out like a charm because the other three teams didn't have animals in the name, which it's hard to find teams that don't have animals in the name, except, of course, the one that comes to mind immediately is the Washington football team, which has nothing in the name.
There you go.
Which is
no
great.
Name.
Great to be with you here. Yes, Luby.
And it's no name. And did you hear that? Supposedly they're thinking of keeping it?
I think it's brilliant. I really do. I don't see any reason to go away from it. I mean, the natural choice was the Washington Generals, the way the Redskins were playing, is to just make the shift there and, you know, maybe even honor Red Klotz at halftime of their opening game. That would have been great. One of the great Reds of all time. You're looking at, and welcome back to the show. If you're just joining us, great to be with you. A Deal Volkswagen Degenerate Friday from what is becoming a sunny and breezy Gulfstream Park out here. We're kind of getting that holiday weather going a little bit.
Were you the guy that thought that the Redskins should keep the name the Redskins and just put that redskin potato on their helmet?
That'd be great if they just kept the Redskins and it was a potato.
Like, they could still be the Redskins.
Oh,
just,
I see.
Just put the potato on your helmet.
So it wasn't a reference to any Native American.
No, it was a reference to a spud.
I don't know.
And you know, I know.
I'm all for political sensitivity. It's gone a little too far. In this case, it probably wasn't a bad move to make the change. But nonetheless, and you know, who cares what the name of the team? If they change the name of the Miami Dolphins to the Miami Seagulls, would it really have that devastating of an impact on everybody? Is all of a sudden Dolphin history going to be erased if they decided that it was disparaging to the Dolphin to associate the Dolphin with that much mediocrity over the last 20 years? So, out of consideration to a great animal, and an animal that every time when you see a dolphin, right, an actual dolphin, whether you're out on a boat out here, you don't necessarily see dolphins offshore in South Florida unless you're on the West Coast where you might be swimming and then all of a sudden, whoosh, there goes a pod of dolphins.
Actually, when we were up at
they make that sound too.
When we were up at that beach that we had, New Smyrna, we saw some dolphins out there in the ocean just jumping up and down in the morning.
I thought you were seeing sharks.
Saw one of those, too.
You saw some woman with one leg on the shore. What are you talking about? You were standing next to
her.
She
was a very nice lady, got bit.
Those weren't dolphins.
No, there were some out there. We did see them.
Dolphin, right?
I've seen them chasing
the caveman, and it turns out it's three, like, great whites.
Well, you could get some group of, you know, dolphin people that think it's a bad thing to have them on a helmet, and then the next thing you know, there's a whole big uprising, and then no more dolphins.
Some Martha Burke type gets upset that, unfortunately, you're practicing, you know, racist.
The league for the betterment of a dolphin. Yeah. I don't know. You know, whoever these people could be, you know.
Let's hope that doesn't happen. I don't think it's going to be an issue here. Well, welcome back to the show, by the way. Deal Volkswagen, they're doing a tremendous job with the home buying experience still going on. Can you believe Anna is continuing that?
I zoomed out.
A lot of dealerships are just telling you, hey, yeah, just come down here. What do you think? We're going to bring the car to you? They're not doing that at Deal Volkswagen.
No, they will bring the car to you. And I'll tell you what, I zoomed down there last week after the show, if you remember.
Yes, how'd that go?
It went great, man. I pulled in. They took me in the service department, oil change. They did all the things, you know, the servicing that needed to get done. In, out, down the road, real quick, everything nice. They're all great down there. Volvo, Volkswagen. Anna came over, said hello, wanted me to say hello to you, which hello from Anna. I forgot to
tell
you.
We love Anna, man. She's a brilliant person. All right, we're exploring the greasy theory here. And the more I think about it, the more I'm inclined to want to go ahead and unload on this thing. Mike Luby Lubitz. Uh-oh, here you go. A silver alert coming through on my phone. It's not my license plates. That's the first thing I check.
All right, good.
How do you get rid of this thing? Unbelievable. Sirens going off. You would think there was a loose horse out here at Gulfstream Park.
As soon as you mentioned the bet, that alarm went off.
I'm going to run this by Brandon Lang when he comes on the show later on. Now, Luby's sort of buying in on this thing, although he wants to talk about the second round of the NBA draft.
I'm in.
You mentioned the passing of Jake Scott. That's relevant today.
Yes,
there's no
question.
A fabled Miami Dolphin player.
Yes.
He couldn't have been that old, could he? I mean, Jake Scott?
He was 75, I think.
Wasn't he living a very healthy lifestyle there in Hawaii? Wasn't he one of these guys that woke up every day, had a little chunk of pineapple, and drank only Kona coffee that was hand-picked by somebody that was walking around with a billy goat in the hills there by Don Nelson's place?
I have no idea.
I
don't
very
know where
specific.
You come up with this stuff. Oh, there's your alert.
There
again.
It goes again, man.
I think the minute you started thinking about Rob.
Did somebody save this person wandering around there on 95?
How do you know he's on 95? He could be anywhere.
They're always on
95. It feels
95
like it's always 95. It does feel like
there are
it's
no other signs
95.
Anywhere. It's always on 95.
Well, they let you know that, but that means the guy could be wandering somewhere.
You know what's funny? They should just put a constant. They should change the color of the lights, the traffic lights on Hallandale Beach Boulevard to make them all silver. That would be more appropriate. You look over at the car next to you, there's a human silver alert. What are you talking about there? The lady's got blue hair. Like she was at Dania Highlight for Alberto Vio 5 night many
years
ago. You
ever been into that Publix over there on Hallandale Beach Boulevard? Have you ever been in that Publix?
No. I would avoid that.
Stay
like
away.
Plague.
Yeah, stay out of there. You talk about getting
How
run
much
off.
Is the coleslaw?
When you see Pete Carroll, do you see that pass being picked off by Malcolm Butler? I couldn't help but think that all night last night. And I like Pete Carroll as a coach. I was not fond of Pete Carroll when he did the choke sign thing with Pete Stoyanovich.
Yes.
Many years ago. Remember, he was a Jets assistant.
Yes, he
was. Were you at that game?
I think he was the Jets head coach at the time.
Yeah, I think he was just coach.
No, he was an assistant at that
time. I think he was the D.C. when he did the choke.
He was a defensive coordinator or special teams. He did something there with the Jets. And
he made the choke sign.
He was not the head coach, but he came out on the field and made the choke sign after Stoyo had, like, shanked the field goal. Just an ugly, squiggly little, duck hook off to the left there. And it looked like it was impossible. It was a mathematical impossibility for the Dolphins to come back and win the game at that point. But Marino did it because he got mad.
Yep. Yes.
That was the difference. Marino was seeing red at that point. And, of course, Shula wanted to just stick it right up the rear end of Pete Carroll. So I didn't like Pete Carroll then, but I kind of liked him when he was coaching at USC. Although, how did he escape without being victimized by any of the sanctions?
He went to the NFL.
Because he went to the pros.
Yeah, he left.
Bleep this stench that I've left behind here.
Man, how come your phone's doing that and mine's not?
What is this?
Mine did it. I got it. I don't know why Devo keeps getting it. I got it once.
Devo keeps getting it.
I keep getting it as if I was
the think it's him.
Maybe you are missing.
Think it's him.
Maybe it's the Mustang.
A white Tiguan.
With a Deal Volkswagen.
With a Deal Volkswagen.
License plate.
License plate.
Yeah, Devo jokes, but every time I see it now, I'm like, is it a Tiguan? I'm like, oh, thank God. I'm like, all right,
it's
good.
It's a Tiguan.
It's a bird. It's a plane. All right, we're out here at the Breezeway Park, Gulfstream Park. It's great to be out here. A Deal Volkswagen Degenerate Friday. You mentioned, are you going to have a pick in the Red Smith, one of the great sports columnists of all time, the Red Smith?
Yes, at Aqueduct
Red
tomorrow.
Being honored. Is he one of the greatest Reds of all time? You had what? We mentioned Red Klotz, Red Holtzman, Red Auerbach.
Red Shane Deans.
Red Shane Deans. Who else? Simply Red.
They had a big hit.
Give me another guy named Red. Dave Cowens was referred to as Red.
George the Animal's old man was named Red.
The Big Red.
The Big Red Machine. You had a lot of stuff. I'm talking about individuals that actually had a first name Red. Red Smith was brilliant. Considered the greatest of all time by many people, as sports columnists go. Not sure that I don't even know if I understood Red Smith when I was reading him, because I was reading him as like a 9-year-old. Not sure that everything that he said made sense.
Well, they named this turf race after him, so we're going to get
Do you have a
that.
Winner in here? Is that what you're going to do?
I'm going to do that.
Okay. We'll dissect that later on as well. As the live racing here at Gulfstream is taking place still at Gulfstream Park West, but it's right around the corner. The championship meet. There'll be more fan access. Going to be a lot of fun out here. We'll be punching away. I'm sure the people from Deal Volkswagen will be assembling out here at Gulfstream Park as well.
I think a meeting is in order.
Is it really true, though, that now as soon as certain someone pulls up at the valet parking, like 20 degenerate losers all of a sudden assemble wherever he happens to be?
They're like the seagulls on the Jersey Shore. You know how you could have a sandwich and all of a sudden like 20...
An alarm goes off like this.
Another alert?
Yes, he's here. He's here. He's got money. Back with more in a moment. Now that.
The time...
It's 7:20.
And otherworldly about the fact that one even wonders if he knows he's in a commercial at all or if he's just driving around talking like that.
It does seem like he's more likely to drive the car off the cliff than into his driveway.
Doesn't it seem like if this is the last thing we're ever going to hear from him and they're saying he's going to bank a hard right off the freeway and just that'll be it?
It really does. That's the thing. You're betting on a commercial. Does he make it through?
There is nothing better than Defoe. We now return to the Defoe Show.
Welcome back to the show, Deal Volkswagen Degenerate Friday, coming to you live from the beautiful Breezeway Bar here at Gulfstream Park. As you can sense, great excitement here about the upcoming championship meet and the addition of more fan access at Gulfstream. They've been expanding that slowly and very safely, so it's going to be great to come out here December 2nd, a Wednesday, to get things started with the championship meet. And let's hope once again that the Duke can come up with a Shug McGahee, the Shug Man special, like he did a couple of years ago. That was nice when that horse actually came through. Got bit down. It was like 6-1 morning line. Ended up going off at like 2-1. Paid, might be 5-2, $7 and change. Five ball won the next leg of the Daily Double there. And I wimped out Do you make up your mind? See, you're a man of conviction when it comes to this sort of stuff. If you say you're going to put a stick on something, you put a stick on something.
Right.
Whereas I'll say, yeah, you know what I should do here? I should make a $100 exacta box with my 5.7. And then I make it like a $3 box, and then it comes in.
Of course.
Right. Which is why I'm all over this greasy theory, and I'm surprised that Luby's actually embracing it to a certain extent, although not very much. You don't warmly embrace any of our gambling theories, Luby. Would you say that's a fair statement?
This one's
Mike Luby,
actually on point, though. Like, you would think if the Steelers do finish up, I don't know if they're going to be undefeated.
They go undefeated.
Even if they go 15-1, like, he is the quarterback. Yeah. No one on their team is shining bright. He's the guy that you would go to. Yeah, why wouldn't he be, if not the MVP, at least the runner-up, or like Pennington that year with the Dolphins?
Usually, there are a couple of choices that are pretty obvious for MVPs or bets of this nature, a futures proposition like this. And there are a couple of guys that are like right around even money, maybe 2-1. And then the third or fourth guy is 30-1. And that's kind of how this is going right now. You have Patrick Mahomes. He's the number one guy. Even Aaron Rodgers, you're getting double digits on. But I don't see this going to Aaron Rodgers. I believe if the Steelers go undefeated. This hit me this morning when I was sitting on the throne, which is where I do my best thinking.
Most of your great
obviously,
ideas, yeah.
But any other time of the day, there's no chance I'm doing any realistic thinking. But I'm looking at 28-1 on Roethlisberger, and I thought about Bob Greasy. So, you know, he didn't win any MVPs in postseason play, Bob Greasy. That time he threw the 7 dump-off passes while Warfield was a decoy, Super Bowl 7. Hardly consideration for and a criteria for an MVP of the game, which went to Jake Scott, who, by the way, and Luby wanted to include this in our topical material today, and it should be, right? Although Jake Scott was long enough ago that a lot of Dolphin fans probably have no idea what Jake Scott was all about. Is that a fair statement, Mike Luby Lubitz?
Yeah, I didn't know much about him any. I guess, were they the no-name defense, or that was the early 80s? But
no-name defense, yeah.
Yeah, that defense ended up being full of a lot of names. Like, that ended up being a misnomer.
Scott was great, too. I mean, he was a killer on defense.
You knew them all together as one great, one of the best defensive units in NFL history. And they all ended up individually having a lot of great numbers. You just didn't, at least I, growing up, didn't hear about them individually. I heard them as one unit.
They didn't retire his number, or did they just say, we're unretiring 13 when they got Marino?
Maybe. I don't know. That's weird that his number wouldn't be retired.
You can't retire everybody's number. But,
I mean, he was Super Bowl MVP. That's sort of a big deal.
You would
deal.
Forget that Jake Scott was number 13. Super Bowl MVP, didn't get his number retired by the fans. They were very reluctant to do that sort of thing until they got that wall of honor, a ring of honor, and now they're running out of guys to put up there that would be relevant to that. No? Are there people that are getting screwed that are not on the ring of honor of the Miami Dolphins? Because it covers the whole stadium.
Yes. They've had a lot of great players. That's not a bad thing. Look at the Yankees with numbers retired. It's hard to find a number that's not retired with the Yankees.
Oh, nothing between 0 and 10.
Yeah, exactly. So.
And Kubek should have got consideration, right?
Yeah.
Tresh. Wasn't Tom Tresh number 10? Was he a number 10? Tony Kubek, I believe, was also number 10, no?
Call your friend Big Al. He'll tell
Big
you.
Big Al would know. Yeah, he's listening right now on his dad's transistor. All right, we're out here at the Breezeway Bar, Gulfstream Park. The Greasy theory is that if Bob Greasy could get an MVP award, then why wouldn't it go to Ben Roethlisberger if the Steelers go undefeated? You're cashing at 28-1. You don't ever have to look back in regret and say that I didn't pull the trigger on this thing. I was listening to Defoe one day, and he went wild about the Greasy theory. And here it is. That's part of our purpose here on the show, is it not? To try and give out some winners?
I bought into it, and I'm
trying to convince myself.
No, I'm doing it.
I like it.
Putting a stick on it. For $2,800, I mean, why not?
I throw 20
you
bucks.
Put a
on
couple
it.
Of bucks. Can you squeeze Luby a 20?
I throw 20. I like the idea.
I'll
of it.
Squeeze him a 20.
Squeeze me 20. You don't have to squeeze
that'll
me
be
20.
Good, Luby.
I'll throw 20
famous
on it. I
Reds.
Think it's a good idea. Honestly, if it's really 28-1. Before
that's
it goes
$560.
Down,
you could actually
20 will get you back $560.
Yes,
I think that's a good. It seems pretty.
Might
safe.
Even get you a job at $560 exactly. Since we made this prediction on the air.
How is he not a top 5 candidate at this point? He's had a good season. Like, people are acting like, I know in the last couple games he's gotten a little risky, but it's not like he's not putting up good numbers.
He's always risky, Ron.
Yeah, that's right.
What are you talking about? How about this for an MVP? He has COVID-19. He's broken every bone in his body. And he's still out there. I mean,
yes.
He is going to survive. I know we got into this with Ian Eagle yesterday, and he likes the Kim Jong-un reference. And the theory is that if Kim Jong-un got angry with Rodman, he shows up at his daughter's wedding, and he didn't like the dress that Dennis was wearing, and he decides to blow up the world, that there would be two things left, the cockroach and Ben Roethlisberger. You cannot knock this guy out of action.
Correct.
It's not like a Nick Saban thing where he got the free pass even though he was gargling with Regeneron while he was on the sidelines there when he had the COVID coach in Alabama. So I think it would be possible, although I'm trying to talk myself into it, that if the Steelers went undefeated, you would have to give a Steeler the MVP, would you not? And the most logical in the Geno Toretto play would be, the most logical play would be to give it to the quarterback. You're cashing at 28-1. Everybody else is mystified, right? You know how it is when you hit a long shot at the track.
How is
people
it?
Want to diminish the accomplishment. What is the first thing? Even a guy, an astute handicapper like Don't Mention My Name, would say to you, hey, what'd you do, bet the six? they want to diminish the accomplishment of a winning bet.
Stand by for
especially
the
red, with bombs.
Stand by for the Red Smith selection, all right? You talk about a long shot. I got a beauty here.
NASCAR Roger says Red Skelton. We left him out, but he's not a sports figure.
Oh, he gave me that gift certificate last week, NASCAR.
Did he?
Stopped by Deal Volvo and slipped me a nice gift certificate.
Was it still valid?
To the Beef and Reef. Yeah, no, it's still good. I'm going to use it.
What was the expiration date on that?
2025.
Back with more in a moment. A Deal Volkswagen DeForest Files coming up. We're at the Breezeway here having a great time. Gulfstream Park, always great to be out here. Championship meet December 2nd. We'll be back with more in a moment. Now that.
The time.
7:34. It's all about the kids. That story in a moment. Hi, Jeff DeForest here for the great people at Deal Volkswagen. Family and Turkey and Anna. Oh my, what a great combination. The Sign Then Drive event at Deal Volkswagen is back. And Anna makes buying a VW so easy. Zero down, zero first payment, and zero security. Gobble up savings on all Jetta models, Tiguan models, Atlas models, and more. Plus, you can still get 0% financing for up to 72 months on most new VW models. That's no interest for up to 6 years. No turkey here. If you're in the market for a new VW, visit Anna and the gang at Deal during the Sign Then Drive event and drive away with practically just your signature. Zero down, zero first payment, and zero security. Feast your eyes on the great deals Anna is cooking up. You'll be so thankful that you did. Visit her and the gang at Deal Volkswagen today. They'll take great care of you like they did me and the Mustang. At the classic location, 3601 Bird Road, or call 305-448-DEEL, or visit DealVolkswagen.com. And you'll be like thousands of happy customers that say, it's all about the DEEL. We didn't know what kind of course college football would take this year. The COVID-19 pandemic seemed to make young people on college campuses particularly vulnerable, even if the common impact on young people was not necessarily as devastating as it is for those infected with COVID-19 in older age groups. While the NFL gave players the option not to take part in the season, those that decided to risk whatever was at stake for their personal health and that of their friends and families were at least getting paid handsomely for rolling the dice on the virus, and the teams and the league were able to go to great extremes to take whatever safety precautions were available to attempt to ensure the safety of the people involved in playing and staging these football games. It is probably fair to assume college athletic departments and universities were also committed to observing maximum safety precautions and attempting to play football this year. But there is one glaring difference in the circumstances confronting college athletics. Naturally, all kids want to play. You remember when you would have to be deceased to consider missing an important ball game, even if it was just on some local recreational level. So the idea of providing a platform for college football players to demonstrate their skills to the pros, or just a chance to compete on a high, if not outright professional level, doesn't really take much into consideration concerning player safety from the virus. The numbers of positive cases in college ball far exceed what has transpired in the pros. That the players are taking these risks without compensation speaks directly to the hypocrisy of the entire college sports dynamic. There is only one reason the game persists with all the difficulties the pandemic has caused, and it boils down to one essential word: greed. Gordon Gekko may as well have written the NCAA and conference bylaws. Greed is good. As clear as it has become, college football should suspend the season and wait for a solution to the pandemic. The television revenue is too much for reasonable minds to prevail. If there was even the slightest concern for the kids and their families, football would not be in season right now. Not after the number of forced postponements and the spiking totals of positive tests all around the game. We know that is not going to happen. So the next time someone tells you, it's all about the kids, tell them you have a fixer-upper on Three Mile Island you can sell them cheap. They just might be gullible enough to buy that too. Jeff DeForest with the DeForest Buzz. Let's go to Margie. Margie, you're on 940 Wins.
What is your name? Because I keep forgetting.
My name is Jeff.
Jeff?
Yes.
Start your day with a cup of Defo. It's now time for The Defo Show.
Hard-hitting journalistic editorial there on if it was all about the kids. I think you have to take that into consideration. If you were going to buy that, you would buy that fixer-upper on Three Mile Island. Because otherwise they wouldn't be playing college football right now. Not that I'm in favor of canceling the season. I say hang in there, see what you can do, but it's getting a little dicey. Brandon Lang, 5-0 the last several weeks, a combined 5-0 on NFL games. He's coming up in just a few seconds. Give us our first dose of handicapping on a deal Volkswagen Degenerate Friday from the Breezeway Bar at Gulfstream Park. He was 2-1-1 last week, a push and a loss on the collegiate level, but on fire in the pros, 5-0. He's going to join us next, 2 for the money fame, Brandon Lang. I'm Jeff DeForest. We have Mike Luby Lubitz and, of course, the great Jersey Kyle Martinez. Back with more in a moment. Now that.
The time.
It's 7:44. From 2 for the money fame, the great Brandon Lang, handicapper extraordinaire with us here on the show. Brandon, how are you, my friend?
When you buy dances, you become a client. When you buy them cocktails, you become a friend. Guys, they don't bang their clients, but they'll bang their friends. Now, that's the nugget you need on a Friday.
Do you have any final short piece of advice for the young kids that are traveling with their dads to school right now?
Just remember, you buy a dance, you become a client. You buy a cocktail, you become a friend. I forgot to say this. Don't ever invite them to go to dinner or lunch. They hate that. Invite them to go to a movie. They love movies. They'll wear sweats. They won't wear any makeup. They'll feel more natural. Ladies and gentlemen, you're on your way to getting that first stripper in your life.
You're a great American.
Buenos dias. The cafecito is piping hot. Why not enjoy it with Defo and Luby? It's now time for the Defo Show.
From the Breezeway Bar here at Gulfstream Park, it's great to be with you. Ideal Volkswagen Degenerate Friday. Jeff DeForest, we got Mike Luby Lubitz, Jersey Kyle's with us here at the Breezeway on 940 Wins, 1230 The Zone, and around the world on the iHeartRadio app. This is when we get into the educational portion of the program. And joining us right now of 2 for the money fame, had McConaughey playing him. McConaughey has a best-selling book out, by the way, and he mentioned, he dropped your name. Brandon Lang joins us here on the show. Brandon, how are you, my friend?
What's up, boys? Wait, you had him on your show promoting his book?
No, not McConaughey. Not here. What are you talking about? It was like Jimmy Fallon or something. But he was pushing a book that he was selling, and I think he said the inspiration for it was one Brandon Lang. Because nobody is living a life like you are, my friend.
Oh, that's pretty funny. Nah, I don't think Matt dropped my name. But it doesn't matter, man. It does not matter. He got me laid so many times just by playing me. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. I mean, before I met my wife, it was like fishing with dynamite. You know, you're rolling
it's
through
Hollywood,
thing. Matthew McConaughey. It's a great thing. That was the greatest thing
ever.
You know, it was. If Pee Wee Herman had played me, I had no shot of getting laid. None whatsoever. None.
Zero.
But McConaughey,
no, you might have gotten arrested.
That's exactly right. So
McConaughey, you were good.
Good, my man. All good. All good.
All right, Yeah, we got you on a roll here. You were 2-1-1 overall. The 1-1 came from the college games. You're now 5-0 in your last five picks in the National Football League, so starting to heat up in the pros. But I did want to run this concept by you real quickly here because I thought I came up with something when I was on the throne this morning, and that is the greasy theory. I don't know if you're inclined to make futures or proposition bets on things like who's going to win MVP, who'll be the first draft pick, or any of that sort of stuff. But nonetheless, the greasy theory is that Bob Greasy essentially didn't do much except hand the ball off to Zonka, Kick, and Morris, and occasionally yell, "Hey, Paul, go deep," to Warfield. And could have been the MVP, even though he only played half the games that season. The Dolphins went undefeated. If the Steelers go undefeated, do they have to hand the MVP trophy to Ben Roethlisberger if he just does okay over Patrick Mahomes? And would it be worth a shot at 28-1, in your opinion?
Negative, because first of all, the Pittsburgh Steelers are not going to go undefeated. They have no shot whatsoever, and I will actually give you the Pittsburgh Steelers' first loss of the year, because I just talked about this the other day. The Pittsburgh Steelers will go to Buffalo on December 13th and get their first loss of the entire year. The Buffalo Bills will give Pittsburgh their first loss of the year December 13th. You'll probably be getting Buffalo plus +3. Jump all over the Bills at home December 13th, the early stripper game of the year.
Stripper game of the year.
Stripper game of the year. That's pasties in a G-string we'll be wearing if we lose that one, Brandon. What are you talking about? We'll have to walk around town for a week like that.
You're not losing that one. Scarlet's game of the year. The Asian in the champagne room, Buffalo, plus +3 on December 13th over the Pittsburgh Steelers as the Pittsburgh – listen, they're going to have their hands full next week with Baltimore coming to town. That might be the little upset flippy as well. So that's, you know, that's the pink booby trap game, Baltimore next week. So we'll call that the booby trap game of the month. Take the Ravens plus +3.5, +4. But the Scarlet's game of the year, absolutely. That hot blonde that I had while I was there, that's the definite December 13th game of the year. Buffalo plus +3. There you go.
All right, sounds great. Now, let's get to the Tootsie's plays for this week, because you've named every strip club here in South Florida, which is great. You've been rolling 5-0, last five picks in the pros, and, of course, 2-1-1, a winning week last week overall. Brandon Lang, 2 for the money fame, your selections for this week on the show.
We are college heavy this week, so we have 3 for you on the college side. Nevada, plus +1.5 over San Diego State. Watch San Diego State play San Jose State. Lost outright at home as a 9.5-point favorite. This Nevada team is legit. I think they're in the class of Boise. I don't know why, for the life of me, this line is 1.5, maybe because Nevada took a night off against New Mexico here in Vegas last week. Keep an eye on Nevada at home, plus +1.5 over San Diego State. And last but not least, what is Virginia Tech going to do on the road here against Pittsburgh? They just gave up 38 to Liberty. They played the Miami Hurricanes JV team last week with 13, 14 players out. Manny Diaz said, we're thinking about not even playing the game, but we'll go up there with our JV team and beat the Virginia Tech Hokies 25-24. Now they're on the road against Pitt with a quarterback that's struggling. And this is a Pitt defense that people probably don't know leads the nation in sacks at 38 a game. Pickett came back 2 weeks ago, put up 41 against Florida State. They've had a week off because their game with Georgia Tech last week was canceled because of COVID. Get you some of the Pitt Panthers plus +3.5 over Virginia Tech. And although I lean, let's do a little lean. If you ever go over to London and go to Stringfellows, which is the number one strip bar in London. If you ever go there and you go in the champagne room and that hot stripper's got some snow, you know, they call doing a line of snow a squeaky Lena. So you just learned that if you're gonna do a line of blow with a stripper in London, it's not, hey, let's do a big rail, a big fatty. No, it's a squeaky Lena. You're jacking up a squeaky Lena. So my squeaky Lena is Indiana plus the points, but I do like over the post, a total of 67. I think Indiana has a legitimate chance. Upset alert, fourth quarter, one score game. So we'll do a little two for one special. You know, Scarlet's, Tootsie's, Booby Trap, they all have that 2-for-1 special with like 2 songs for 1. Where they get you though is that those 2 songs are really, really quick. So it's really just 1 song. So don't ever buy that 2-for-1 because you're spending extra, you know, whatever it is, $20 for basically 1 long song. So Indiana and over. Let's try to go to 6 straight in the NFL. And we're going to shove all our chips in on the Cleveland Browns. Let's buy it. It's 3 right now. Let's buy it down to 2.5. I just don't see Carson Wentz in Philadelphia going into Cleveland and beating this Browns team that, yes, they buried half of America with Chubb running out of the 1-yard line last week, but I think they cover this by winning by 3 or more.
I like that you're snorting blow with Twiggy over there. It's a strip club.
No, let's be clear. Hold on. Let's be clear. I'm in my 50s now. All that damage was done in my 20s, 30s, and 40s. We have been clean, no squeaky leaners for the Langer the Banger in his 50s, because I don't want to die of a heart attack doing blow with strippers at Tootsie's or Booby Trap.
Yeah, I was amazed when I went had a little heart analysis done about a year ago, and the guy told me my heart was in perfect condition. And I said, that's impossible. I was in Miami in the 80s. What are you talking about? Tony Montana had nothing on me when I first came here. All right, Brandon Lang on fire in the pros, has Cleveland laying three, buy it down to 2.5 over Carson Wentz, who's been struggling this year with the Philadelphia Eagles team, battling to win that NFC East. Where can people get more of your information, Brandon Lang, and find out more about your insights into both college and pro football this week?
BrandonLang.com. I said on your show last week I was going for 150 dimer, number 10 in a row, and I handed you Nebraska plus the points outright over Penn State. Number 11 in a row goes Saturday. Knock on wood, squeaky Lena. And I'll reinforce it again. Don't buy a dance, buy a cocktail. They don't bang their clients, they bang their friends. There you go, boys.
This is better than virtual school. It really is. I mean, never mind that they're closing up schools in New York City. All you have to do is listen to this show. You got a six-year-old, you're homeschooling, Brandon Lang comes on. These are the lessons in life that are important. Brandon, we love you, my friend. Outstanding stuff as always. Thanks so much for being with us, and I will talk to you again next week.
Thanks, guys. Be good.
Be safe.
All right, Brandon Lang, ladies and gentlemen. Man was on fire, right? Is there an area of the world that he's not familiar with, the top five strip clubs?
Is there a strip club in the world he hasn't been in?
I used to know this friend of mine, his name escapes me, and he was a track degenerate, but he was also a stand-up comic. Very good, and one of his things was he knew every area code of every city in the country. And so people would call out, Altoona, PA, and he would go 615. He was great like that. And Lang is that way with strip clubs. I mean, even naming stuff that's over there in Europe, pretty incredible.
Stringfellows. It's a hot spot.
What was that, a squeaky leaner? That was a line of blowing a hooker? I
mean, yeah, that's a squeaky leaner.
Very nice. There you have it, kids. All right, back with more in a moment. All right, just getting going here on a Deal Volkswagen Degenerate Friday. The professor coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. Mark Lawrence and Len Robbins in the 9 o'clock hour. Jersey Kyle's with me out here on the dais. Mike Luby Lubitz back at the studios. 940 wins, 1230 The Zone, the iHeart Radio app. Back in a moment. Now that.
The time.
8 o'clock.
Yep, Lascano gets on this horse for the Shug. Ran at Keeneland in a Sycamore, ran a very creditable race. He was bumped and he hit the fence. So that's a little scary when you get bumped and
sounds
you hit
like
the
Clay
fence.
Thompson, yeah.
North Dakota, the five ball in the ninth race at Aqueduct tomorrow. Scrape up what you can. Don't bet over your head. Bet with it and take a shot on the number five, Shug McGahee, North Dakota, in the Red
in
Smith.
In the Red Smith, the great sports columnist. All right, we're coming back with more in just a moment. And we will have the professor on college football. He's been on fire, grinding it out very steadily at 14-7 in the last, what is that, 6 weeks worth, Luby?
Yes.
Professor.
7 weeks worth, 14-7. He's grinding out a steady 2-1 every week. You're winning every week with the professor. He's coming up in just a few minutes here. Later on, Len Robbins and also Mark Lawrence, the king of all trends, on our Deal Volkswagen Degenerate Friday, live from the Breezeway Bar here at beautiful Gulfstream Park on a sunny, breezy day when we're less than 2 weeks away from the championship meet. Back with more in a moment. Now that.
The time.
Have some thoughts on the Dolphins, too. You'll find that surprising. It's 8:17.